It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. You can learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are joined now on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how's it going?
Well, this feels like a classic Carolina winter day. Yes. I'm reminding myself how much we need the rain.
Yeah, I'm feeling very, as somebody who spent 10 years living in Seattle, I'm feeling very good about this weather. It is a beautiful Pacific Northwest November day out there, and I'm loving it.
Beautiful.
I will say this. I was driving on 751 South yesterday and was shocked at how much beach there was on Jordan Lake. So it was, I knew we needed the rain anyway, but that was the first time I'd seen that drastic of a visual representation of how much we need that rain. And I know that you've got a fancy new reservoir up there in Hillsboro that's probably at a lower level than you've wanted to see it since it's been built also.
No, you're absolutely right. I had a similar visual shock driving over Falls Lake. I'm heading to and from Butner last week, and it is also, you know, I hadn't seen it that low in a long, long time. So welcome the rain, and we're certainly glad for our reservoir, but we definitely would like to see it fill up.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure you would. We are visiting with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. This is one of our last visits. We were trying to figure this out before. I think we've got either one more or two more after this before you're officially off the hook. So I wanted to take a moment, first of all, to do our regular check-in on how real that's feeling for you. Do you feel like you are at the end of your term at this point?
You know, I really am starting to feel that way. You know, I've been in conversations with Mayor-elect Mark Bell about, you know, some people call it a swearing out ceremony, swearing out for me, swearing in for everybody else. And, you know, that's the last meeting of the year. And it is definitely starting to feel real. I've attended lots of my last meetings for several, you know, other boards that I serve on in my capacity as an elected member from the Hillsboro Town Board. And, you know, it's all happening.
It's definitely all happening. I wonder if you've had time to reflect a little bit now on your time in office and what you hope your legacy will be after your time has concluded in office.
Well, you know, I think about this and, you know, there's two portions of my tenure. So it's been a decade in office. Six of those were as a town commissioner, four of those as mayor. And through that whole arc of service, you know, I started with my very first campaign, really emphasizing my interest and dedication in looking at government and policymaking through the lenses of social justice and environmental sustainability. And I believe that I have held true to that. I am sure not perfectly. And I think that once you're actually in the seat, you realize all the challenges that arise to doing those things. But I really hope that I will be remembered for making a lot of effort on those fronts, certainly in concert with various iterations of the board that I worked with and, you know, with former Mayor Stevens as well. Nothing is a solo effort in local government. it takes a group, and I feel just I feel really proud to have been a part of moving Hillsboro forward in what I think is one of the most politically progressive eras of Hillsboro's long history. And then certainly in my time as mayor, the first term was all COVID, pretty much. And there was COVID, there was the George Floyd uprising, and the various levels of government response to that, including Hillsboro's. And then I think the second term was really all about the comprehensive sustainability plan. And so there's just so much in there, along with a million other things, seen and unseen. And it's been a lot, but those seem like the, you know, standout pieces for me.
We're visiting with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. And I'm going to ask you a slightly different version of the same question twice now, I think. The first and simplest version is, do you have any regrets from your time in office?
Okay. So regrets. I hadn't really thought about it particularly in terms of regrets. I think that they're one of the things I've reflected on is because my first term as mayor was so consuming with COVID response, that I think in my second term, there a lot of that was just kind of, or at least part of it was just catching my breath. You know, I think along with everybody else, we were just like, oh, gosh, this is both still going on, and we seem to have made it through the wildest part. You know, I think that there are just, you know, initiatives that maybe I would have, like, dug into a little bit more if I hadn't been a bit worn out from that first year.
I think that totally makes sense.
That's just telling it truth.
Right. Yeah. It's like, well, what are the regrets that I didn't get to govern normally for the entire first term because we were dealing with unprecedented tragedy and disaster around every corner. I said I was going to ask kind of the same question again, and this is kind of along those lines. Obviously, effectively leading at any level of government requires a certain amount of pragmatism. So as opposed to calling it a regret, is there something that if you could have done, you know, whether it was realistic or not, you know, financially or time constraint or resource constraint, what's something you would have liked to have done that didn't happen, maybe just because it wasn't realistic, but if you could just wave your hand and make it so, it would have been part of your tenure?
Well, gosh, when you're kind enough to take the even if it isn't realistic part out, I think that things would be, you know, having more shovel ready projects or shovels in the ground to get more robust bike and pedestrian infrastructure in Hillsborough. Though we have made great strides along the past 10 years, there's such a demand that in a different reality, I would have loved to have been here while we got more of those going, and also affordable housing. We're kind of hanging tough with market rate housing, but we're constrained by water and sewer. But of course, there's such a need for the capital A affordable housing. We have made progress there, but there's just such more need that, again, in another reality where we were able to have more units of that, I would be really excited about that too.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Wanted to transition to something a little less hypothetical now, as there was just a release from the town kind of celebrating some folks from the intern program. I wonder if you wanted to say anything about that intern program, either the folks that are currently matriculating out of it or the program in general itself.
Yeah, so first of all, just so excited to have these interns working for the town of Hillsborough, and it's such a great opportunity for Hillsborough because, you know, there for a small town, there's always, you know, you never feel like you have enough staff ever. And so interns provide an opportunity to, you know, help through a hump or, you know, just get some of those, that workload assisted with that are less expensive than hiring, you know, new full-time employees. So we do pay our interns. I want to emphasize that. So that's the benefit to the town, and we're so fortunate to have great public schools where we can get high school students. You know, with our three interns now, we have a current high school student, a recent graduate, and then we also have a UNC student. So to be close to so many excellent colleges and universities, along with our great public schools, we have a wealth of resources in terms of young adults in the area that can help us fill this need, and hopefully it gives them something too. It gives them experience and skills that they can use in their futures. So it's a win-win, we hope. And this hasn't something we've always been able to keep going. You know, I don't think we did this. I don't think we had any interns during COVID, but it's exciting for everyone to have this happening again.
It's the voice of Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I hope that folks have a good Thanksgiving for sure. And also want to remind all of our Hillsborough residents to please fill out the community survey. I'm going to keep pushing that as long as we're still collecting them.
Thank you so much for making the time, Jen, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.